Hello there. Welcome back to my podcast. Yes, I think we are gradually getting back to how it was before. And that is, putting out a podcast weekly. Yes, just baby steps. Yes. Alrighty, welcome back to my podcast, Lifestyle with Lady Vava. And then today's topic is quite sensitive. Yes, but there's been a lot of requests to, like, you know, talk about it. I told myself, you know what? I'm going to take my time on this. But today I'm like, okay, fine. I'm going to do this today. And I think it's easier for me to, you know, talk about this, even though it's quite sensitive, because I have been there before. You know how it is when they say it. Experience is the best teacher. So a lot of people right now are stuck, you know, at their workplaces, and they are like discombobulated. They are just tired. They are frustrated. And hopefully this podcast kind of like helps them, you know, make that move they need to make and to handle the situation better. Because when I was in that situation, you know, that year, I'm a very strong person, you know. I was like, you know what, I got this. But we humans, right? And at some point, you would tire out and you're just tired of fighting and, you know, having to bicker and, you know, explain over and over again. And at the end of the day, some people, it affects their mental health. And you know how it is, we have to protect our mental health. Like, seriously, with all jealousy and all that. So, I think I'm just saying a lot without saying so much. But you know how it is, right? In true fashion, I would introduce the topic for today after this very short break. So yes, this is to make you stay so that you do not go anywhere. Because after this short break, I will be back with the topic and we'll just go right into, you know, detailed information about the topic. So, do not go nowhere. See you at the other side. With Lady Vava. Welcome back. And before I went on the very short break, I know a dilly-dally the little, yes, I know that. And like I said, today's topic is quite sensitive. A lot of people are stuck, you know, in this whole situation, and some of them feel like they're alone in the world. The word and his wife is out to get them. Some of them are like depressed and they feel they're stuck and have nowhere to go. But hey, that is why I'm here, to like prove a solution. You know, hopefully it comes through. I know it will, actually. And this is me talking because I have been there. So I totally understand what y'all are dealing with. So let me just go straight to today's topic. Today's topic is how to handle a toxic boss. You heard that right. How to handle a toxic boss. So many people are stuck in the situation. I, for one, have worked with a couple of toxic bosses. And don't ask me why. They are everywhere. Like, you can't even like run away from them. Trust me. Same way I have worked with toxic bosses is the same way I've worked with amiable sweethearts in the names of being, you know, I mean, they were my boss man or whatever it was. And I tell people, respect is earned and not bought. Some people feel that they have to be Cruella de Vil, they have to be the Wicked Witch of Eastwood, you know, just so they can, you know, put fear in people, instill fear in people, and then they can get respect and get work, you know, the work done. And to me, I say, you don't have to be toxic. You don't have to be nasty. You don't have to do that. Because I remember the good, amiable boss man I had in the past. We worked. We delivered. Like, we just knew when to do the right thing. When you create an environment that is very, very normal and cool and friendly, people will work more, you know, with joy in their hearts, because they know that, okay, this is worth every money that I'm being paid for. And they would work less under pressure. People feel that if you put people under pressure, they will deliver. No, mistakes would happen. That is the mistake a lot of people make. You feel, you must put them under pressure. You must be breaking down their necks. You must be cussing and making them feel little, and all that for them to deliver. No, you would just cause confusion and panic and all that. Some people can handle working under pressure. I can handle that. But trust me, it is not a fun place to be in. Exactly. And not everybody can handle that. Toxic bosses have a way of making you doubt yourself, your abilities, they would trample on your self-esteem if you're not careful. Let me just tell a little story. I remember working, I had a very, very, very nasty boss, God rest her soul. And at first, when I started, I'm the kind of person, I love to put my 100. Like, when I'm working, I go all out. And when it's time for work, I work. When it's time to play and unwind, I do that. So, and I make sure I do not allow, one of each other interfere, So, when I'm working, I'm working. And I was having a good time. Before I, got into the company, I heard lots of stories about her. And I'm like, no, maybe these people are just not doing, the right thing. I was quite young then, and I went in there. I did my best. I didn't have issues. And everybody wondered, like, okay, this woman treats you differently. What's happening? And I remember I was forced to tell one of my colleagues then, like, maybe you all are just doing something wrong, maybe, and all that. And one of that person says, don't worry. She'll be not here with you, right? Okay. So that happened. Then one day, I don't know, she woke up on the wrong side of the bed, whatever it was. She came and I was her target. And when she started with me, my colleagues were like, they had that look of, aha, we knew it, It was that aha moment. And it never stopped from there. I was her target, Every little thing I did, in fact, for all the jobs, I brought in so much clients and money into the company. I started off as a front desk officer, and the next day she wants to throw me in marketing. And I'd had no prior experience whatsoever. And she promised us heaven and earth to get us, expert that would train us and blah, blah, blah. And obviously that did not happen. So I had to learn on the job. Interestingly, because of my gift of being able to interact with people and sell snow to an Eskimo, I kind of excelled in that field. It was very hectic, by the way. And then for whatever reasons, I don't know if she was excited I was delivering, at the same time she was upset. She just needed to find a reason to be mad at me, because that is who she is. So it wasn't about me, it was about her. And it just went from bad to worse from there, and I'm a very vocal person. And I'm not one that you would want to talk to in a certain way and make me look stupid or make my efforts look like eh. So yes, I was always talking back. I was always fighting back. And because the other, my colleagues never, fought back, talked back and all that. I now became an interesting specimen for her. She was wondering, who is this girl? Extremely young, but with all of that boldness. But bruh, like I said, at some point you would tire out. Yes, I had all that. No. I wouldn't take nonsense because I know I do my job. I deliver. But I now realized that I was getting sad. There was no excitement about going to work. And I was almost getting depressed because I know that there is nothing that I would do that would seem right in the sight of this woman. I remember one day I called for a meeting with her and I tried to express my displeasure and you have to take it easy on me. I'm still a very young girl. Blah, 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 blah. I'm trying my best. I've done everything you want me to do. So I don't know what else again. And I remember she apologized and then I thought everything was fine and it got worse from there. Exactly. But I delivered and kept delivering until I could take it no more. I was breaking down. My health was, just going all over the place and all that. And imagine doing all of that, breaking your back, and then you're not being appreciated. And then I just had to, like, make the move. So, yes. Until I made the move, she became... She was surprised that I was going to leave after all. And, yes, she knew that she had lost one very good staffer. And I remember, you know, they were like... They tried to bring me back, but I'm like, hell no, I can't do this anymore. So, anyways, that is my story. So now, this is not about me. I just wanted to let you know that I've been there. So whatever tip I'm giving to you is valid because, you know, those were the tips that helped me. Because that did not end there. That was my first ever toxic boss. And then it went on, you know, and all that. So like I said, toxic boss will make you feel useless. Things that you're very confident in, you're very good at this stuff. They would so water down your efforts. They would so water down your work. And you start asking, you start second guessing yourself. But one thing about me was I never second guessed. Like, I think probably that period, I was so young and without a care of the world. And instead, I always wanted to prove a point to her. So it was not like, you know what? You say I'm not... Oh, I didn't do this well, right? Interesting. Then I went up, you know, the last one I did. And it got draining at some point. I ain't gonna lie to you. And it got more results, no doubt. But it was just too toxic of an environment. It was draining. I was mentally drained. And I'm like, you know what? I'm done. So I'm gonna give you, like, a few tips on how to, you know... handle a toxic boss. The number one tip is get out. Exactly. I'm going to be as direct as can be because until I left the place, I'd never had peace of mind. Deliver all you want. Give her someone's head on the platter or him or whatever. They would never see the good in what you do in their hearts. Because truth be told, they're not as bad as they put out. There in their hearts, they know that you are so good and perfect, but they will never say to your face. So if you want to, like, go get, I don't know, just go dig for gold, go to the moon and get a special egg or special delicacy made in moon and present it to this toxic boss, they will never ever appreciate your efforts. But deep down their hearts, they're like, wow, okay, this person's an asset. But in their heads, they feel, no, I ain't gonna, like, praise her or anything so that it doesn't get to her head. And then she starts under-delivering. So what I'm trying to say, if you know you cannot deal with all of those talks that will make you feel like what you're doing ain't shit. Pardon my French. Honey, get out. Like, a move. I know that fear of, you know, the unknown. Like, oh my God, when I leave here, I don't have any other option. But wouldn't you want to, like... protect your mental health? Wouldn't you rather want to do that? So the best thing to do is you now have to, like, cut down on your expenses. Yes, and your lifestyle. Exactly. So that you can be able to, like, manage your resources until you get a better offer. So yes, like I said, get out. So the number two is deliver results. Like I said, I kept delivering. That was how I was able to survive. Delivering doesn't mean that it would automatically be nice to you. There are levels to this wickedness from these toxic bosses. Some might, you know, calm down a bit. I'm like, okay, this person I've tried. But some will persist. The one I worked with, she was very persistent in her wickedness. So God rest her soul. God rest her soul. Yes. And then, but I kept pushing. I kept delivering. So I would advise you keep delivering results, because when a third party is involved, probably someone of the high authority, and probably you may either you want to report or somehow news gets to them, the first thing they would ask or they want to know is this person delivering? Why is this person complaining so much? And why is this boss so mean to this person? Something is wrong. Once they've realized that you have been delivering, honey, they'll be on your side. Trust me on this one. So don't be found wanting. Make sure you deliver, because that would help you and it will speak on your behalf. Exactly. The number three tip is tell them what they want to hear. I'm not saying you should lie about figures or whatever. Focus on the positives. If there is a deadline to be met, and probably you were not able to meet up completely because of time constraints and all that. Focus on the ones you have been able to, like, you know, deliver. Focus on it. Tell them all the sweet things they want to hear. Make the ones that have not been, you know, the ones that you've not achieved or handled, make it as trivial as can be. Even if they try to focus on that, because that is typical of them. That is their MO. They want to focus on that little thing. You may have done like 98% of the work. That 2% is what they want to dwell on. Make sure you move your attention to that 98%. Tell them everything. Make them look like that 2% is nothing. And you've done the major thing, which is the 98% that would make the company blossom, that will move the company onto a higher and better level. So try your best possible. Do not lie, because that lie would always come back to bite you in your behind. You understand me? So just focus on the 98%. Be positive all the way. Focus on that. Try your best possible, honey. You've decided to stay right, so you have to go all the way. Focus on that and ignore the 2%. So tell them all the sweet things they want to hear. And if they tell you that, this 2% is this, no, the 98% is better. The 2% can wait. You know, tell them all the sweet things they want to hear. Give them good figures, not lies though. Actual figures that would blow their minds and take their minds away from the undone 2%. Alrighty, I will give you a fourth tip. The fourth tip is stop blaming yourself. It is possible to want to blame yourself and throw yourself under the bus because of how this toxic boss man or woman would make you feel. You know, at some point, like I said, you start second guessing yourself. And in your head, you're like, I thought I was this good. Maybe I'm not even that good. Maybe if I had done A, oh, it should have been better. Honey, if you do A, B, C to Z, a toxic boss would always be a toxic boss. They would never see anything good in what you do. So make sure you do not blame yourself. That works because you have to take care of your inside before you can project. You cannot give what you don't have. The moment they know that they've messed with your inside, they've messed with your head, honey, they've got you where they want you to. And that is not even good. You have to be confident and let it be known to you and anyone that cares to listen that it's not your fault. You have done your best, honey. This person is made in a certain way, and this person would be whomever the person would be. And that is not your business. That is not your fault. That's not your problem. Once you can have this mindset, you would be able to navigate through your dreary days at work. Alrighty. I've said a whole lot. And we have to go on another short break. And when I come back, we'll round up these tips. And hopefully, they come through for you. So, do not go nowhere because I'll be right back. Are you looking for that meal to surprise your loved ones with without breaking the bank? Are you looking for that special meal that would get your taste buds excited? Look no further, as Vavalicious Kitchen has got you covered. Call 0703-242-4488. Vavalicious Kitchen, food for your soul. Welcome back. And yes, I talked about how to handle a toxic boss. And before I started with the tips, I talked about my personal experience. Because I had so many experiences. Come on, new levels attract new devils. So what do you expect? So, you know, the older we get and the more we navigate through life, we will meet all manner of people. Alrighty, so I'm going to go to the fifth tip. Yes, stop expecting your boss to change. Oh my god, that is a major mistake a lot of people make. They just feel they have to compromise, you know, their values or whatever it is, so that they feel by doing that your boss would change, because your boss is saying a certain thing in you things that you may not even want to do on a good day. Things that are like that don't stand for what you stand for, don't represent what you stand for, that you compromise to your own detriment, expecting your boss to change. That will not work. These people are made in their own ways. You're wired that way. I mean, that is how they've decided to wire themselves, in fact. So you don't expect them to change. And if you feel that you cannot handle the toxicity from them, then go back to number one tip, which is get out. That is it. Get out. Like I said, I maneuvered. I went through this thing. I delivered. And I remember when, you know, something happened and there was like a roundtable talk and they found me blameless and faultless. And at that point, I knew that, okay, I've gotten the upper power. But right just at the back of my head, I knew that at some point I'll have to leave before it gets worse. And this, my boss, my then boss, just knew that there was nothing. She had nothing on me. But because she is who she is, you know, she loves all of that power. She loves all of that toxicity and all that. And I became like a problem to her. Yes, because I would talk back. No, I want to meet her. I'm not saying you should be rude to your boss and yeah. But sometimes you just have to table some matters. You just have to talk it out. Let him know that you're not a pushover. And that was what I proved to her. I let her know that I was not a pushover. And I remember, maybe I didn't tell you this part. At some point, she kind of like slowed down. Kind of, because I don't want to use the word fear though, but I remember she made a statement to me and she said, you know what? I know what you're trying to do. This was what she told me. I know what you're trying to do. You're trying to make me be scared of you. I can't be scared of you because I'm the boss. And I'm like, wow, that means I was doing something right. She knew that first. I knew my onions. Like, she knew that for sure. She knew that I was a hard worker. She knew that I was very, very vocal. I was very expressive as well. So she really had nothing on me. But typical of her, you know, she just was made in her own ways. And then when it was time, I left. I skedaddled. So yes, like I said, stop expecting them to change. Just keep being you. Try your best. And if it's not working, honey, go back to number one tip. Get out. Exactly. So for number six, connect. Connect. You know, it's okay to... The workplace can be a very tricky place because sometimes you might open up to the wrong person, thinking the person is on your side, and this person will go back, you know, to those in authority and kind of like just say everything you said and even add more, because trust me, it is a competitive ground and everyone is fighting for themselves. They're fighting for their stomach. They're fighting for, you know, the food they're going to put on the table and all that. So, but I know there's some people who kind of like share. You always have that one person that would be like, you know what? I understand what you're going through. I've been there. In fact, I'm actually dealing with it. So talking to people helps, you know, connect with that one colleague that will listen to you. Bottling up emotions and all that is wrong, because the day you would explode, it might be fatal. So I don't think we want that to get to that level where, you know, it gets so bad. So it's okay to, you know, open up to someone, you know, talk it out and be expressive. I, for one, I knew that my colleagues then were just Lily Lever. So I actually spoke to the boss woman herself. Exactly. So that was, you know, and everyone was really surprised. Even the boss was surprised. And even before I left, though, she kind of expressed how she respects me so much. And wow, you know, like I said, I made sure all loose ends were tied. Like, I did my job. I delivered. In fact, I over-delivered. So that by the time I was reporting or trying to sort out stuff, they had nothing on me, you know. So, yes, try and talk to a colleague. Try and just open up. Let it all out. And if it's not working, please go back to the number one tip. Get out. So, for number seven, stop caring. Exactly. Because that worked for me, you know. Stop caring. Because like I said, after that one toxic boss, I had several other toxic bosses. And of course, I had a very good, amiable ones, you know, as I went, you know, as I was navigating through life and all that. But you need to stop caring, because when you overthink these things, it kind of affects your work. It happened to my colleagues then. A lot of them started under-delivering because they they carry on forehead like gala. You know, like Nigerians to say. So try not to overthink things. Try not to care too much, because that will make you start, you won't be yourself, and you know, when you know yourself, you can't deliver. And if you know that, that is just overwhelmingly too much for you, just go back to number one tip and get out. Exactly. So, you know, stop caring. And the moment you stop overthinking things, honey, somehow these things will now become like a background noise. Remember, you're working because you want to put food on your table, you want a roof over your head. So you consider that first. And while you were there, you know, you can always also plan your exit. But while you were there and you know that, okay, I'm waiting on something and you're sure it's coming or whatever it is, stop overthinking things. Just be an autopilot and deliver, period. That's all. Trust me, that helps, because sometimes when you overthink things, it kind of like, you know, it just messes up with your head and all that. Then the final tip. I don't even know if the final tip actually is me still going back to number one, is get out. Because working in a toxic environment is so draining. You'll be drained mentally, you'll be drained psychologically, you'll be drained physically. Yes, this is the first time ever I would give tip in the most repetitive manner. For me to say the final tip is go back, that is to tell you that your mental health is very important. You have to guard it with all jealousy, and you have to protect yourself, because when you slip into depression and somehow all those weird, crazy thoughts come to your head, this is a highly demonic that would just overwhelm you. Remember, you have a family. The reason a lot of us work is because we have some responsibilities we have to take care of. Not even our personal responsibilities. We have people who are depending on us financially. So why do you want to die on the job when you know that there's so many people depending on you? And of course, your life is very important. And God loves you so much, and He has a bigger plan for you. There's still the bigger picture out there. You will get a better job. That is why, while you're there, try and network. Try and make use of your network. That's also another tip, like, you know, miscellaneous kind of tip. Try as much as possible the clients you meet. I'm not saying you should go out there and start hustling clients. But, I mean, you're there for a reason, right? You're working. You've earned whatever you get. So if you... you know, Hernes, all of the contacts you've gotten from that job, it's okay. It's okay to do that. So while you're there and you know that this is not working for you, while you're thinking of an exit plan, you know that you also have to harness your contact, like use it. Reach out to people. Put a word out there that, you know what, I need a job. This is not working for me. And so, yes. So that comes to, that brings us to the end of this podcast. I laughed because it is not funny. Like I said, it's quite sensitive. But, you know, I love to laugh when I am in an uncomfortable situation, or I'm talking about something that's quite sensitive and I'm not so comfortable, you know, talking about it. I laugh to mask it, to let you know that, hey, it's not that bad, even if it's that bad. But I like to put out, you know, that positive outlook. So, yes, I'm laughing, or I chuckled, not because I find it funny, but no, that was me just trying to let you all know that I've been through this, and look at me years later, I'm alive and well. I'm a boss of my own, and one thing I try to do is not be that nasty boss that I condemned in my heart years ago. So I try to be, I'm a sweet boss. No, trust me, I'm a sweet boss. Alrighty, thank you so much for listening to this podcast, and hopefully this comes through and it helps people who desperately need it. Like I said, if it's not working, just get out. Like, get out. Leave the place for your mental health sakes. So, I want to use this opportunity to say happy birthday to Pastor Imo Samson. He's my music director in church. Long life and prosperity. And may God bless you. And today's Tuesday, right? So it's Thirst Drop Tuesday. Exactly. So my goodbye, you know, messages as usual. Please, when you go out with a form of an ID. It's very important. Go out with your nose masks and your hand sanitizers. Corona is still in town somehow, you know. and still maintain social distancing. I'll keep saying that. And hopefully you have your PVCs and you'll be ready to vote an actual human, not a party, by next year. So from me to you is bye-bye and have a beautiful week ahead. Ciao. This podcast is proudly sponsored by Vivalicious Kitchen, food for your soul.